Well, the start of a new year often gets us in the mood to set some new goals and decide what we're going to do to become happier or maybe healthier than ever before. But just like doing upkeep on a home, we need a little bit of knowledge to do it right. And I hope we can work on that today. Larry Mueller here. Thank you so much for joining us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm going to learn some great techniques from Dr. Shyla Mergane. She's a senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Back again to talk with us. Always fun to have her with us. Shyla, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on the program, Larry.
I want to invite our listeners to join in. What would make 2015 the best year yet for you? What would it mean to you? Do you need some advice on how to make it happen? Shyla is certainly ready and willing to help. Call in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page for that. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Shyla, a recent UW Health article called Creating the Best Year of Your Life highlighted your advice and research. And first of all, what is it about the start of a new year that makes us thinking so much about this?
A lot of people really look forward to the new year because it's a time of new beginnings. And it's an opportunity to pause, Larry, and reflect on the past year. And sometimes people are really eager to let go of the past year and recommit to the things that are most important to us. And many people, we hear so many people talk about setting resolutions at this time, but yeah. Unfortunately, data shows that within a couple of weeks, 90% of those fall to
gone.
The wayside.
Oh,
so
boy.
There is a science to it, and we'll talk today about four essential building blocks to create this year in a way that allows it to be really one of the best. I think the time is now for us to really pursue those dreams that we have, and really a gift to ourselves.
Do you think it's, let's reverse it a little bit, do you think it's useful to look back, or maybe equally as useful to look back as to look forward?
Absolutely. We learn the best from ourselves, looking back at what we were able to achieve, how we went about it, what worked well, but equally important, what were the struggles? What didn't go well? What got in our way? And often those obstacles are our greatest teachers, and we can use those lessons learned to as kind of fuel to move us forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I think back and look back at my own year, and I had some really fun things. I think one of the real highlights for me last year was going with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners to Hawaii. We had just the most absolutely wonderful time. And then I had some health issues that, created some problems, some personal issues. So it wasn't all a bed of roses, I can tell you that. But I guess it is useful to look back on those and say, all right, what can I do to sort of eliminate the problem areas and accentuate the good things that happened?
Absolutely, because life is both good and bad. And it's a package deal. But looking at what were the highlights allows you to identify those things that really feel enlivening, that allow you to maybe be creative or to develop a specific talent or ability. Those are probably the things we want to have in the forefront.
Yeah. And I really like the idea, the sort of the title of that article caught me, Creating the Best Year of Your Life. That's a wonderful way to look at it. And by the way, we've linked that up on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to see the article, I hope you'll go to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. And you can take a look at it as you listen as we talk with Shyla today. A good place to start is envision your best year, or envisioning your best year. And what does that mean, really? Yeah.
So personally, I think about it for myself. A few years ago, a mentor of mine said to me, Shyla, are you committed to reaching your potential? And that question allowed me to step back and really think about what was I doing day in and day out? and really significantly make some change. And in that year was my first time as a guest on your show, Larry. So I think that was an important milestone in my own journey. So in the same way, I really encourage the listeners today to take some time to think about their own potential, to really commit to that and reflect on if this was my last year to live, what would I do? Am I making choices that are in alignment with the greatest vision that I have for myself and my life? And how might I maybe manage obstacles in a different way?
So that's really good advice. I think in thinking about creating the best year of your life, you're talking about what it means, but what doesn't it mean? Are there things it doesn't mean?
Yeah, I think it doesn't mean just going through life half asleep or half awake or shutting down or falling into patterns of doubt or despair or just kind of getting caught up in sleepwalking through life. A way to think outside the box, oftentimes we get into habits or ruts. A great question that I encourage people to think through is the child that I was that had that sense of possibility and creativity, what would that child within me want for the adult that I am now? And sometimes asking that helps us tap back into those hopes and dreams or that higher vision that we have for our life and kind of gets us back to ourselves.
I want to give our listeners again a chance to join in. Open lines for you. What would make 2015 the best year yet mean for you? What would that mean for you? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Maybe you have some advice of your own on how to make that happen. Love to hear that as well at 1-800-642-1234. Again, you can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page for that, and certainly love to hear from you as we visit with Dr. Shyla Morgain from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. How concrete, you know, think about goals, how concrete and attainable should they be? You know, does it really pay to think, you know, I'm never going to be an astronaut, for example, but it might be fun to think about being one, but...
That's a great question, Larry.
I do.
Right. And I think when we think about these four essential building blocks, that first one of envision your best year, I really encourage people to give themselves permission to dream big and to fantasize, carve out half an hour to write about it or fantasize about it and give yourself that space. Later on, we'll talk about maybe being a bit realistic. But for example, Larry, if you have that dream of being an astronaut, maybe it's not so much about going up in space, but having that sense of discovery. So when you talk about going to Hawaii, my sense is you probably saw with new eyes, so to speak. And maybe that's an essential component that you want to build into your new year. So don't limit yourself initially. Give yourself some space, half an hour, for example, to dream and envision and think what might be possible.
Those are very good points. And I've often wondered, oh, it would be great, you know, and you've seen on television and on the screen what the Earth looks like from, you know, those hundreds of miles and thousands of miles above the Earth. So I always thought, oh, it'd be fun to really see it in person. That's what I like the idea about being an astronaut. And so I think you're right. I do like to travel and I like to see new things. So maybe that's where that came from.
One of my favorite quotes is the secret of discovery is not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes.
Yeah.
And I love that image of seeing the Earth from space allows us a different vantage point. But can we, for example, in this year, see our life or the people we live with or the home we're inhabiting in a different way with those new eyes?
Yeah. We have callers online. By the way, you can join in. Open lines for you at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's go to Marlene in Wauwatosa. Marlene, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good morning to you both, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I turned on your program, and I forgot your guest's name only because I just turned it on.
Dr. Shyla Mergane.
All right. I just love your programs.
Thank you.
I turned it on, and I thought, I cannot believe I'm hearing this, because if anyone heard what I was thinking these last few months, they would just think I was a little fast. This is what I'm doing. A few months ago, in this past year, in an effort to conserve money, I took a place that I really, 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 really didn't like. And I'm going to try not to ramble. I decided I don't want to die like this. And I just rented. I'm only 6 days into a new apartment overlooking. It's not outlandish. It's just, if this is my last year, I don't want to die. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. See, I'm getting teary-eyed because this is exactly what I'm doing. 6 days into, I took this apartment that has light overlooking the parkway. I have nature, which is important to me. I'm taking everything that's important to me or was important to me since I was like 7, and now I'm on the runway to 70. And lovely little kitchen if I want to cook. All my books are all over, and I really didn't connect until your program and On Point with Tom Ashcroft, the only two I've been listening to. All my books, I'm just rereading, and I'm going on and on and on. But this is what I'm doing. I'm also going forward with a little business, so I'm not thinking that this is going to be my final year. But if it is, I'm going to make it who I am or what I believe or how I feel. Alrighty,
Marlene, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling, Dr. Shyla Mergane. Isn't that a wonderful comments?
Marlene, I think you just inspired all the listeners with your story, and I love the from 7 to 70, really getting true to yourself, and the picture you painted of the books and nature and light in this new living space speaks to me about really having those things around us that can sustain this vision of this best year of your life, that it's not something we commit to today on January 6th, but we need those reminders throughout the year, and you've done that. Great work.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in. Stay listening and call in whenever you want to, Marlene. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call as we talk about making 2015 your best year yet. I'm Larry Mueller. My guest, Dr. Shyla Mergane from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Jennifer Dargan, our on-air producer today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, finding out how to make 2015 your best year yet with our guest, Dr. Shyla Mergane. And Dr. Mergane, we had this first point you were talking about. I know you wanted to add a little bit to envisioning your best year and so forth.
Yes, Larry. When we think about creating a best year, it's going to look different for different people. For some, it may be, as you talked about earlier, a commitment to health or maybe finances. For others, it may be around cultivating a talent or a creative endeavor. Others, it may be fostering relationships, or as our last caller was talking about, creating a sense of home for herself.
Yeah.
So it's going to look different for other people. But, once again, really going back to this theme of what helps us foster a sense of aliveness and a sense of us reaching our potential, because that's really what's enlivening versus just doing the same thing day in and day out. Yeah. It's kind of deadening.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things I like about this job. I mean, I do in some ways the same thing day after day because I'm here in, on the air, but I'm talking with different people, wonderful, smart people every day like you, and that makes it a lot of fun. And that adds a lot to my day. Eddie in Sun Prairie, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it.
Hi there. A couple of comments. First of all, back when I was in my 30s, 40s, and 50s, a lot of times my health was really good. You know, my career was on track, but I found myself really getting down in these dumps because it was the same old, same old, same old. So I started noticing that whenever I went away for a couple of days somewhere, when I came back, I did see my life, my house, my job, or whatever in new eye with new eyes, and that would really help. Now I'm in my on the runway to 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And retired and reasonably healthy with a modest income, enough to do a lot of things that I want to do. And I'm finding that this really are the best years of my life. And I think it's because I always felt like I was moving on to something and I wasn't getting where I wanted to go. Nowadays, I'm moving laterally in different things I've never tried before. And I think that really enhances the whole experience of you know, you might say, grabbing the apple of life and taking a big bite.
Oh, you know, that's wonderful. So, well, you really were working towards something when you were working. From the sound of it, you've
really
reached that. You've found it.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of times we don't know when we're that age. You know, we don't know. We think it's going to be like this forever and not realize the kind of work we're making a lot of times, the solid foundation for better things to come. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest getting away for a couple of days, no matter if it's cheap or expensive.
Oh,
if you're 50 and in a rut.
There we go, Annie. Thank you so much for calling. Well, what do you think of that, Dr. Shyla?
Annie, this moving laterally as you approach your 70s, to me, speaks about how at different phases of our life, we're fostering different things. And the analogy that came to me is a sense of almost opening up versus narrowing off, that sometimes people, when they retire, their life shrinks. But you found a way to really open up and have that sense of expansiveness, not necessarily climbing the corporate ladder, but in trying new things. And whether it's a new restaurant or a new book or a new movie, I think that living on the edge of our comfort zone helps us stay awake versus just getting in that rut, as you talked about.
Boy, you are absolutely right, because I never thought I would go to Africa. Always wanted to go. And then somehow an old friend says, hey, we're going to Africa. It's going to cost this much. What do you think? And everybody says, you're crazy. You're going to this small country, Malawi. What are you going to see there? Well, it was kind of a mission trip without building and cleaning. Let's put it that way. And I collected money for schools there. And what an enhancing thing. It was just, It was worth every penny that I spent and more. I'm still sending money over there. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Thanks very much for calling. What a wonderful.
What a venturous spirit. I love it, Annie. Thank you.
I do, too. I think it was a great experience. And that's something, you know, that obviously is going to stay with her forever. She continues to help people there.
They do say Africa stays with you. It almost gets in your blood after visiting there.
Claire and Baraboo will turn to you next. Hi, Claire. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Happy New Year to you.
To you as well.
Shyla, thank you. Shyla, you may or may not remember me. I've been to two of your chronic pain patient workshops.
Great to have you call, Claire.
Thank you. I'm going to sound like a curmudgeon after these cheerful ladies that just called. But I need a mental boost, Shyla, for the new year. That's my goal. I'm still having chronic pain, which will probably be forever. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm used to that. But it does slow me down. And especially now that it's cold, I'm just wondering what I can do to keep my mental spirits going. Other than sit around and read, which I do a lot of and tremendously enjoy. But beyond that, any suggestions for the new year?
I bet she does. Dr. Shyla, what do you think?
Thanks, Claire, for the call, and nice to hear from you. I think your question can relate to the third point in the third essential building block of anticipating obstacles. And a medical condition like chronic pain certainly is an obstacle that can slow us down or be a barrier from the life that we want. And I think managing a medical condition like chronic pain is courage work, and it requires day in and day out commitment to managing it. So one of the things that strikes me is thinking about how to still move forward towards some of those goals, even with pain or an obstacle like that. And what are some of the external things that might be getting in the way? Like, oh, I'm not able to work like I used to, or finances are a challenge. But even more important, what are the internal barriers? What within me might be holding myself back? And with a condition like pain, often a lot of negative thinking can be a barrier. And so we can get into patterns of repetitive thought, negativity, that is really creating another layer of suffering. So working with our thinking can be very powerful with this condition, as well as, I think, doing some of the behavioral things that what brings me joy or helps me feel like I'm doing something that's pleasurable in a day, that remembering I'm much more than this pain condition. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to define me.
Sounds like Claire spends a lot of time on her own, because she says you say you're reading a lot, which leads me to believe that you're not spending a lot of time with others.
Well, I have some friends, but it's just, you know, I don't want to get out and about so much when in the winter, because the cold just makes my pain worse. So I guess I do kind of turn hermity in the winter, to be honest.
No. Okay. I just wondered about that. Maybe bring the friends to you.
Certainly, and with it being 5 degrees out, a lot of people probably are feeling like hermits, and that can be a barrier or obstacle, just the weather here in Wisconsin. So finding things we can do on our own that are nourishing. Claire, you mentioned reading, but also reaching out to people, whether it's, if we can't meet in person, even connecting through phone, social media, internet is important as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess also just feeling, Claire, like you are managing things. You know, pain is, often people can feel empowered or even kind of like a heroine in a story of managing something as complex as pain. You know, I encourage you to keep that focus there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Claire.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. You know what? You might just, I've just popped into my head, if you can get some friends over to your place, why don't you start a book club? You know, that wouldn't
Claire
be a bad idea.
Yeah, great at leading
get,
that.
Get the friends over and talk about some of the books you read.
That's a good idea.
Something to think about, Claire. Thanks for calling. And believe me, I'm not the expert here. The expert is Dr. Shyla Morgane, who is a senior health and sports psychologist with the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, talking about making 2015 your best year yet. Let's go to Jim in New Berlin. And I have some more questions for you, too. I wanted to get some of those other points in. But Jim, I think, has something interesting to talk about as well. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Well, thanks for taking my call. And, I have some comments to your guest, and I hope I'm not throwing cold water on some of the forward thinking, but I sometimes wonder if New Year's resolutions haven't exploded in, say, the 20th century with the all materialism that of our age. We overindulge from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We see the bottom of the daylight hours just before Christmas. We are with our relatives, and that isn't always good. We hear their bad stories and envious stories and all the rest of it. And I sometimes wonder, it's a matter of cleansing, of getting back to trying to get back to the right way to live. And I just like your guest to comment on that thought.
All right. Thanks, Jim, for calling. Appreciate it.
Jim, absolutely. You bring up some great points, and there's so much stress during the holidays that I think January 1 can be a respite to all the busyness, overindulging, maybe extended time with family. And this notion or image of a cleansing and right way to live, I think are spot on, that New Year's is a time of recommitting back to who we are and what's most important. You know, it's not necessarily about the gifts or material possessions, but how are we living and showing up for those things that are most meaningful?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jim, for your comments. I really appreciate them. You know, we had a listener email us, and this is probably something that's happened to more than one person this past year. The listener says, I am in the midst of a very painful separation from my partner and her child, which is proving to be emotionally debilitating for me. How can I set goals for my best year ever when the people I love and care about are choosing to leave me out of their lives? That is a tough one.
That's tough and can be a really painful time when things are falling apart. And sometimes it's like everything is breaking apart. And often it can almost be a breaking open to really the core of oneself. So I always say we work inward, outward, and the biggest influence we have is ourselves. So really an act of generosity and compassion towards self to work on those goals and that sense of possibility for oneself, even if in the midst of a painful separation.
Yeah.
So I think even more important during those times to envision what might be possible, maybe in ways you can't even imagine.
But it's important to sit down and think about those things when you're going through that sort of thing, I would expect.
Yes, and the research of change, Larry, shows that we envision the best or the possibility, but at the same time equally see the obstacles that are there. It's not just think positive, it's really having that balance. Mm-hmm. And as we see those obstacles, such as I'm getting divorced or I'm going to be on my own, seeing those obstacles then allows us to plan and problem solve and be proactive. And by having both at hand, that sense of potential, those obstacles really allow us to move forward versus just getting stuck in the obstacles or just kind of wishful thinking. That formula really provides momentum to carry us forward.
And at some point, this kind of relates to, I think, the second point of that article, which was you thinking it's important to really make peace with your past, because this person, obviously, this listener is going to have to do that at some point.
Absolutely. And we often, especially in our culture, can just try to quickly move on, you know, just buckle up or toughen up and move forward. And we often carry old hurts or resentments or things we regret or even unfinished business with us, kind of like a bag of rocks or a pile of debris. And it weighs us down. It robs us of vitality and energy. And part of, I think, creating the best year of our life is cleaning up the past, of making a list of things that we feel incomplete with. And maybe we need to apologize to some people or do forgiveness work or complete a task so that can lighten the load and give us more energy to build this year ahead for ourselves.
Dr. Shyla Morgain, our guest today, you can join in too. Hope you'll call us and talk about what would make 2015 the best year yet for you. What would it mean for you? Do you have some advice on how to make that happen? Shyla's happy to help with her advice. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. As you know, we're talking about thinking these things through. There are always going to be some obstacles. And how do you plan for those? Or how do you anticipate those obstacles? I mean, I can think of a goal, for example, of all right, I am going to run or walk or do a 30-minute or 45-minute walk every single day or 5 days a week, and I can see where there could be obstacles like the weather today for getting for achieving that.
Obstacles will happen, and that's just part of life. So knowing that can help us problem solve, but we can't anticipate everything. And knowing that we do have the capability when they do emerge is helpful. And I always encourage people not to expect perfection from themselves, give themselves an off day. And I think it also speaks to my last point of creating in the article of creating systems, not necessarily goals. Because if we just set a goal, we achieve it, we're done, we lose momentum. What we're really working on is creating systems, which is really habits. That if we mess up one day or it's cold, we don't exercise, we're cultivating a habit so we can always try again tomorrow.
Okay, so a system is more like a habit.
It is. So it's the habit of exercising, not necessarily every Tuesday I'm going to exercise, but I'm somebody who exercises. That would be a great system to cultivate.
Yeah, and thinking of yourself in that way. I am someone who exercises. I kind of like planting that thought in your head, in my head.
Yeah, and I really encourage the listeners, I kind of have a challenge for them to think about a couple systems that they would like, or habits that they would like to cultivate this year that would move them in the direction of their best year. And maybe even for you, Larry, as well, you might have one that you want to work on. And I could potentially come back at the end of the year and hear from listeners of what they did do and work towards and how that may have allowed them to really lead a exceptional year.
We have a guest or a caller online. Dr. Marion Organ is with us from Shorewood. Dr. Organ, thank you for calling. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you so much for this wonderful show. I was just saying when I called in, I wrote a book years ago about stop sabotaging your own weight loss before you get started. And I finally realized this sabotage is being your worst enemy. Like, I feel like this year I just left working out and I was able to work out for a few hours because I feel like it's time to be nicer to ourselves. I mean, that also means, you know, when you hear the advertisement and the advertisement, almost you need to turn that off because to me it almost negates all the positivity that you'll be doing, eating better and exercising. But the more we hear things that, you know, like, you know, that rushing us and making us feel like it's so much pressure, it almost negates all the wonderful activities that we're doing. So my goal this year is just to be nicer to myself and comforting myself, even in exercise. And I think that's the key, to really be nicer and more loving and not so much of an enemy in the pressure of it all. What do you think, Doctor?
Dr. Organ, what a great question, and wonderful to hear about the book you wrote as well. Mm-hmm. There's some truth to that. If we are hard on ourselves, we often start to sabotage ourselves, so that cultivating self-compassion can help us fuel any health behavior change, such as weight loss. I read an interesting study earlier today about the friends we keep company with. Mm-hmm. And if our friends are those sabotagers or those negative forces, that actually has been found to hinder people from losing weight. So I'd encourage both having a compassionate self-talk, but also surrounding yourself with people who will encourage those goals, because it can make us more likely to achieve them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Organ. Appreciate your call. I want to give Jerry and Madison a chance to join in. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Oh, hi, Larry. I'm really excited to be listening to this program today because I know Shyla, and my husband was one of her mentors. I don't know if, well, you know who I am probably, but I wanted to comment on things that have helped me through a very challenging last year and a half, losing my husband. But this program is really resonating with me. And one of the things that I have found that helps me and opens me up is mindfulness and meditation. And so I've devoted a lot of my time in my life to that, to working with children in a mindfulness program, and also teaching mindfulness and meditation at Oakwood Village. And my mom, who is 92, is in my class.
Wonderful.
I've had a lot of practice, and it's just been a really wonderful way to process all the different changes that are happening in my life.
Oh, wonderful comments. Dr. Shaila?
Jerry, wonderful to hear from you, and thanks for calling in. I had two comments. One, when we make these kinds of changes, we really inspire other people. Kind of our enthusiasm is contagious. And the work you're doing, Jerry, I just think of it as kind of ripple effects out into the larger community, from your mom to the people that are you're working with. And mindfulness really allows us to remember those moments of our year, that instead of when those good things happen, we can stop and pause and almost like a camera shutter, take a mental photograph. Mm. You know, 1 week, 168 mm-hmm. hours, more than 10,000 moments. Make sure that we're remembering them, and mindfulness can help us.
Oh, wonderful. Jerry, thank you so much. I want to give Carol from Gutenberg, Iowa, a chance to join us as well. Carol, thank you for calling. Hi.
Oh, thanks, Larry, and thank you to your guests, too. I was telling your screener that I've been a self-employed beekeeper for 35 years, and I try to manage 200 hives of bees, and normally I love my work. I'm outside in the fresh air, but every moment of my time is consumed, and I'm just like, I resonated with the person before who spoke about feeling like they have a bag of rocks,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
hanging on them. And it's like, well, how I feel this need to do something else in my life, just fit something in, you know, maybe to get that perspective, like one day a week to just do something totally outside, trying to manage this business.
Yeah, and that's kind of can be its 7 days a week job.
Yeah, especially with the colony collapse, you know.
Yeah. Understood. Dr. Shaila, what do you think?
Carol, absolutely. And thanks for doing the beekeeping work. That's important work to be doing in the world. What you talk about is having one time a week or two times a week where you get outside the norm and make it memorable. Have a little adventure or a date with yourself that can be making an ordinary moment extraordinary, to see with new eyes and maybe become aware of the blessings that you hold, to really make it a moment that you won't forget. So I encourage you to do that once a week, and also to the listeners as well.
That's a very good point. If I were in your shoes, Carol, I'd look for an intern, too, because you've been doing it for 35 years, and we're doing some intern work here, and it might free you up a little bit while also finding someone to maybe at some point take over for you. Well, that's
thought of that. On the other side of that, not to keep you too long here, but I've also thought, I'm tired of being the teacher myself. I would like to learn, and
yeah, I understand that, and maybe an intern would give you the opportunity to go off and do some learning on some other topics. Something
great
to think
idea.
About. And Carol, and for everybody else, as you listen in, the article that Dr. Shaila Morgain is responsible for is on our Facebook page. So I hope you'll go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. We certainly didn't cover everything that was covered. It's called Creating the Best Year of Your Life. And Dr. Shaila Morgain, thank you so much for being with us today. You'll come back and be with us again, I expect. I hope.
Absolutely. And I wish you and all the listeners a really amazing year, and just the excitement to do those action steps, those four building blocks to make it the best year of your life.
To you as well. Thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Shaila Morgain is senior health and sports psychologist at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. And she certainly gave us a lot of great tools for making 2015 a great year. And we're in luck because coming up next, Judy Knutson of UW Extension in Brown County has some great tools for you and I, too, some techniques to share for food safety at home. She's got some interesting things to talk about. So I hope you'll just stay with us here on the Ideas Network.